Can I turn to Paddy a minute? Paddy, when you went in and joined the truck force. So what year was that? When did you join?
When did I?
1967.
And what had you been doing before that, Paddy?
Well, I worked for a contractor, and I left the contractor and I'd set up business on my own.
I wasn't that busy
at the time. I came at that 19, whenever your brother...
1967.
I was there, I met Mary in the mill.
Yeah.
Working for a contractor called B.B. Cramp. He was an engineering contractor, so I was working for him. So that's how we met, in the mill. And we were going out for a long time, weren't we? But anyway...
Tell me what you were doing.
I was driving the truck.
Just give me an idea of what you would do in a week. What time would you start?
We usually try to get two loads of paper per day, and sometimes that was difficult. And maybe some days you get three. Danny might confirm that, would you? Yes. We found it hard to, maybe I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. I think that things were kind of going downhill. George Smith came to the mill and he got the contract to draw the pulp from the docks. Okay?
Who was George Smith?
George Smith was another contractor and he was a new contractor. And George Smith had been drawn. We had nothing to do with the pulp. We got no input into that at all. We weren't allowed to draw that. But he was allowed to draw paper out of the mill. So this used to happen quite often that, we'd be out and could be on our way back and there'd be a load of paper that'd have to go out. And I understand Danny's point of view. He had to get off the floor. So he would call one of George Smith's slurries down, okay? And when we'd get back, there'd be no load for us. So that was what I meant by, you might only get one load in the day instead of two, you know? And maybe some days you get three, but it was... I just kind of felt that when I was working for BP Cramp, before I ever got into the truck business, I felt at that stage the mill, because there had been a strike when I was there. Wasn't there a strike? It was, yeah. And I think there was a lot of that. And, there was a lot of union problems as well, Danny, I think. You know, and I felt, as Mary said, that the mill was going downhill, I think. At that stage, it just was.
And Paddy, so, were you paid for the amount of paper you delivered?
By the amount of paper you delivered.
So the fact that you were held up wasn't exactly very good?
No. And it was just unfortunate that's the way it was, you know. I think there was a man there, Jim, what was his name?
Con.
Huh?
C-O-L-L, was it?
No. Jim, the personnel manager, he was a new man, Jim Kelly. Personnel manager, yeah, we spoke to him about that, do you remember?
Yeah.
And he said that he would try to do something about it, but nothing ever transpired.
Okay.
So we kind of...
And was your wife Mary working at the same time?
She was working in the mill at the same time, yeah.
Yeah. And so would you meet and discuss what was happening at the end of the evening? Or
of course we would, but I could, I suppose, I used to say to him, like, over all the years that my family had worked there and served the mill well, shall we say, and I was trying to say to you, I cannot see it being a profitable business.
No.
I couldn't see it. I used to say to you, you were kind of more or less, it took a lot of confidence, because I had seen it down the years. Maybe it was my Uncle Jack's fault, because he was kind of I wouldn't call him exactly a hard-hearted businessman. He was more or less the name will help us survive, and the service we gave would help us survive. But I said, no, we've the country's moved on. You know, in old days, like it was a name or something, and you did it.
So here was a man who started off from scratch, really,
and, yes.
and bought a truck.
Yeah.
And
he also bought shares in Clondalkin Papermills at that
stage. With the rest of the...
whatever money came out.
IRA
of
money.
Yeah, exactly. Probably.
I don't know what went on. I just don't know.
But that put it.
No, that's brilliant. I'm leaving that in.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's extraordinary how all of this happened. And so he would have... his services were to the mill only. He wasn't doing any deliveries.
No.
So could you... It's terrific. Your father then, as you say, you lost your mother at a very early age. So
yes.
He was very much on his own.
That's right,
and
yeah.
And did you have a brother as well?
I had an older brother and a younger brother. And then the older brother, he took on them when he was 14. He went onto the trucks as well.
At that young age?
At that young age in those times, yeah.
Yeah.
I think my father went into hospital. I think that was it. Yes, he did. He did in that age. And then Sean went on.
Was he driving up and down the country as well as
going? No. All Dublin deliveries and that area.
You couldn't do that. You had to have a haulage licence to draw outside the county.
Explain
that
to me.
You had to have a licence.
And so
you remember that, Danny, do you? Yeah.
So if you worked...
You could only drive within the Dublin perimeters. That's as far as you could go. You couldn't go down the country.
Why didn't... I suppose
this was a law, I suppose.
But why didn't he get a trucker,
Go on, but that was Uncle Jack. He was quite happy to have... His trucks in Clondalkin and paper mills, making his few shillings, and that was the end of his idea of life. That he was happy.
He didn't want to get any bigger.
No.
Tell me, where were the trucks kept then?
They were kept at the back of the house. There was a large area at the back of the house, and there was a field also at the back of the house.
Where was the house?
It was in Main Street, Clondalkin, on the left-hand side.
And was it the family home for many, going back to your grandfather's time, was it? No,
my father's time.
Yeah.
The Gogarty's owned the property, and then my father got the house there in Main Street, and that's how we came to be in Main Street.
And is the name still there?
Yeah, my brother still lives there. Not in the house we lived in, another house on the Main Street.
Yeah.
Belong to the same people.
Yeah.
So you're one of the last, though, of
that's
the
old
stock.
There's nobody else left in Main Street. No.
And so the trucks were everything when it came to a business as big as Clondalkin Paper Mills. It would have been a great job to have. You were guaranteed, your work at least, that you'd have enough of work there. Was there ever a problem? Did it always run smoothly up to the time that things started to go wrong?
Reasonably so. I don't think there was any
I don't know. I think that even for your father and for Sean, I think especially, I think it was all hard work. I think it was...
Dog hard work,
because you'd
unload
everything.
If you weren't
drawing paper, you were down under a truck trying to fix something or other,
Because you had to keep them on the road, and you couldn't, one truck,
it.
I think, that he bought lasted years and years and years and years. And there were wooden bodies on them, wooden floors on the truck.
Yeah.
And I remember there was a carpenter in Clondalkin, I was trying to remember his name, and he replaced the whole floor of the truck because they'd go rotten.
Yeah.
You know, weather,
the
way out in the weather.
Yeah.
they grow rotten. And the engine would be going all right. But so they had to do that. And like the overheads out of what you got
were high.
Were high. So you barely made a living out of them, really, I suppose.
And were they mechanically minded? Did they do the repairs themselves?
Yeah, Sean, Sean in particular. Sean was great. He did those, yeah. Yeah, he did. Yeah.
That's your brother?
Yeah, yes. That was my brother, yeah. Yeah. And punctures. I had to do them themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.